everybody give us a break. He's the one that's burning. Glory to God. You woke us up this morning. He gave us a start.
Yeah.
We got to continue on through
this
day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on and give us some praise.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and help me say this is a praise. This is for every one of you. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy. I get joy.
I get joy.
I get joy.
I
speak to
joy.
I get 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 joy. Think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy.
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 I speak to joy.
I get joy.
I get joy. Done things that we don't even know about.
Yes.
You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Our theme is love, right?
That's right.
We've been talking about love.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't but one love, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. 1 John chapter 2, we're going to start with verse 15. You got your Bibles open to that place, say amen.
Amen.
It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of that flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passed away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Our lifespan, humanly, is very short. It doesn't have any age limit. Sometimes it's short at 30. It's 40. Sometimes it's short. My mother was able to live 104, but that's still short compared to the span that God has given us through Jesus Christ, and that's eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
That's forever.
Amen.
There's no end to that. It's by the forever.
That's right.
It's everlasting.
Yes.
It comes from the everlasting Father. He sent his love by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to you and I. And when Jesus came and walked among us, manifested in the flesh, we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
All right.
That's love.
All right.
God didn't have to do it, but he did it because he had already pre-planted in the council.
Amen.
It was already pre-planted in the council that man was going to do the wrong thing, but he's going to send another man called Jesus going to do the right thing so that we can obtain the resurrection and eternal life. So the lifespan is short. So don't think you've got a whole lot of time to do this and that. I hear a lot of people that don't know God, they think that they got time. I used to say that. But I got time. I ain't ready to go to church. It's not about church.
Come on.
It's about eternal life.
Amen.
But until we come into the grace and the power and the knowledge of the salvation of the Lord, and let us know that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
He came and gave us love that passed all understanding.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God. God loved us in the middle of our mess.
Yes.
He loved us before we were saved. Yes. He loved us before we was in our mother's womb. Amen. He loved us before he created Adam. God is love. And he made a way that we can receive that love.
Yes, yes.
And the only way you can receive that love is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come on and give yourself praise.
Amen.
It says, love not the world.
No. No.
Love. The word love is, I looked it up, it's in the Greek or Hebrew, meaning bio. Mm-hmm. It really comes out of the word biography.
Okay.
It means life. Life as live.
Yeah.
Talking about the life right now. It's live and or man of life, or life as it's led. Life in its manifestation. Mm. It's apart from the Zoe life, which comes from the word zoology. Because Zoe life is from God.
That's right.
The scripture said that it's the manifestation of that love that comes down from what? From the Father unto the lowest vegetable in this earth that he created.
Come on now.
Glory to God. So that means one thing, that God owns everything.
Uh-huh.
God has everything in control.
Uh-huh.
Although Adam messed up, God didn't lose any power.
Uh-huh.
He didn't lose any love for
him. Come on now.
God. He just sent another Adam to correct what the first Adam should have done.
Uh-huh.
All God wanted to do was to fellowship with his creation, his creatures that he created upon this earth. He gave man control of it with his love.
What kind of love is that?
He gave man control over what he created.
Right.
Gave him the authority over it.
Yeah.
But man decided, because he was so intelligent and perfect at that time, that he wanted to change the situation, because he didn't have anything to do with the creation.
Come on.
He didn't have anything to do. But he did what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He transgressed and messed up the whole creation.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. But one thing he couldn't touch. He couldn't touch that love that God still has.
Come on now.
He couldn't touch that love.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
So Jesus came into this world to tell us and to show us of a greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for a friend. Glory to God, we was friends of Jesus Christ, but then he quit calling us friends, and he said, you are my disciples. And he quit calling us disciples, and he presented us unto the Father. And he said, now you are the children of God, because I have reconnected you to the Father through me, through my blood. When you accept my blood, you are reconnected, and you are re-established like the first Adam should have been. Glory to God. Now you got control, glory to God. I give to you the keys to this kingdom. And you can lock, you can unlock, glory to God. That means that you got control. Holy Ghost, come on and give me some praise.
Yes.
You got control over every situation. You got control over the sickness and the disease.
Yes.
Don't mean that you're not going to die from sickness and disease, because it's appointed one. But the control is the love of God in your life. You got control through Jesus Christ. Because he came that you might have that love and have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Come on and give me some praise. I don't know about you, but I'm just passing through this situation.
Come on.
Hallelujah. It wasn't meant for me. Glory to God. Jesus came along to tell us that the situation that we are in is not for us. Glory to God. We're just passing through this thing. You might ache a little bit. You might get sick a little bit. You might die from certain sickness a little bit. in the world. He's telling us don't love what he created. Mm. He said don't love anything in the world. He created. He created, arranged it, ordered it. Man messed it up. It's a part of what man called chaos.
Yeah.
And God still tells us, don't love what he created, but love the one that created it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He created, so love him. We're just here for a spell. Listen, we're just here for a span. Glory to God. We don't have long because lifespan upon this earth is short. Glory to God. For me right now is 85, but I ain't looking to go home yet. Glory to God. I'm looking to walk and endure and persevere with Jesus Christ because the scripture says that up in verse 6 it said, he that said he abided in him on himself, so walk even as he walked. Talking about Jesus Christ walked up on this earth. Glory to God. He fought a good fight. He preached the word of God. He did what the Father did. Glory to God. He rebuked the evil spirit. He cast out demons. He healed the sick, glory to God. And when he died on Calvary, hung his head and he bled and he died and he rose again, glory to God, giving us what the authority once again, glory to God, that we can now lay hands on the sick and it shall recover. We can open the blind out in his name. Don't do it in your name, but you got to do it in the gift that God gave. That's the name of Jesus. You can cast out the devils, glory to God. Let me tell you something. You can do anything in the name of Jesus. Why? Because his name is above everything. Yeah. Oh, God. Come on, give us a break.
Glory. Glory.
Glory to God. Said, don't love things that are neither the things that are in this world.
Uh-huh.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Glory to God. The world has nothing to offer. Glory to God. We are in this world because we abided in Jesus Christ. The scripture says somewhere in Ephesians over there that we are in this world, but we're not part of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So don't make yourself a part of it. Oh yeah, we got to have the money. We got to have the clothes.
Yeah.
We got to have all of these things.
Yeah.
God said, if you have anything lacking or any need, ask it in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. God put it here, glory to God. That means that we are partakers of it.
Amen.
We are living in it, but we are not living in the chaotic part of it.
Amen.
We are not living in the evil of it, glory to God.
Amen.
So we can buy the clothes, and we can buy the cars, and we can have money in the bank. We can have bank accounts and all this stuff. Why? Because it was made for the children of God in this chaotic time, glory to God. Before this chaos, we didn't need any money. We didn't need any cars, glory to God. All we needed to do was fellowship with the Father and his love, the love from Adam to the love to the Father, and the Father love back to Adam. That's all the Father wants, glory to God. But he messed up, but Jesus came and restored that, and now we have fellowship once again with the Father. Come on, give us some praise. Our love to his love, his love to our love, glory to God. So nothing is left undone, glory to God. All we got to do is realize who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Walk even as he walked, glory to God. Don't worry about this and don't worry about that. Jesus didn't bring us no this and that. He brought us love and power, glory to God, that we can tread up on the serpents and the scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us or hurt us. That's what Jesus brought. He brought the power of God. And anytime we ask anything in his name, then God, the power of God, come into our life and it do what we have need of. Come on and give us some praise. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Lust of the flesh. Glory to God. The Bible said don't lean on the arm of it. Lust of the flesh has many titles. Lust of the flesh has many avenues, many doors you can open, go into. But I'm here to tell you, every one of them got a dead end. High coach, I call it. Oh, that's the lust of the flesh. It has many opportunities for it. Glory to God, the grass looks green where it is. Until you get there, you'll find out it was just an illusion because it's dead. Nothing in that track, glory to God, is dead, glory to God. Any of those stops and any of those waves, any of those activities is dead because that's all it can produce, glory. It don't have any life, glory to God, except the breath that you breathe. That's a life, and it came from God, glory to God. And God said it's appointed a man wants to die. When you die, he's going to take that breath back unto himself. Come on and give God some praise. God, there's nothing on that breath, glory to God. Jesus came to deliver us from it. He came to tell us about it, glory to God. Paul wrote the epistles about it, glory to God. The fresh, and then he goes on and said, the lust of the eyes, glory to God. God said, don't put your eyes on everything you see. Glory to God. Don't put your eyes on everything you see. And I'm not talking about just with your natural eyes, but with your mind.
Come on.
Because you see with your mind first before your eyes lead you to it.
Come on now.
Glory to God. You think what you want to think and you plan what you want to plan. That's why God is laughing every time you plan, glory to God. Because you don't know the end results of it. You don't know what's going to happen with your plan. But when the plan changes and cause you to be discombobulated, glory to God, now you're on your knees calling on God. When the Bible says you ought to walk even as he walked, glory to God. When you walk like him, then nothing shall by any means shall hurt you. I don't care. Let the winds come, glory to God. Let the storms come, glory to God. God is in the midst of the storm. He's in the midst of the wind. He created the wind. He created the storm, glory to God. But he's in the midst of our storm that's called chaos and calamity, glory to God. He didn't create that, but he can rescue us out of our own stop, glory to God. All that calamity and all of that trouble that we go through, Jesus is always there with us. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on and give him some praise. The lust of the eye and the pride of life, or pride of possessions. Even a lot of Christians get tripped up in possessions. That's why you got this TV show on the TV called Hoarders. A lot of Christians get caught up in hoarding. Glory to God, in stuff and possession. Not only the materialistic stuff like clothes, but because I watched that show one time, boy, it was, Sylvester the Cat said, it's fickle. How in the world could they live in there? They only had a narrow path to walk through the whole house. And let me tell you something, they had them huge homes. They didn't have a little flat like I got.
They had an upstairs, another upstairs,
garage, and the lawn on a 3-acre thing. It was full. Hoarders. God don't want us to be hoarders.
Amen.
Of this world.
Amen.
Of this life.
Amen.
Of the flesh. Of the pride of life. What he wants us to do is to be hoarders of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the more words you got in you, the more stronger you become.
Amen.
Glory to God. I hear Isaiah talk about that word in 29. He said, the word is in my heart, a consuming fire, shut up in my bones. When this word is in your life, glory to God, it's shut up in your bones. But when the Holy Ghost comes forth and raise up that well of springing water, that burning fire come along, consume your problems, consume your ways, glory to God. Consume everything that's holding you back from fellowshipping with your Father, glory to God. That consuming fire came through the blood of Jesus, glory to God. That consuming fire is still burning, glory to God. It shall burn and it always burns. That's why we are saved, and right now we are being saved, and we shall be saved, because that consuming fire is there to lead us all the way home. Come on and give us a praise.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And he goes on to tell him, he said, all this that you possess, all this that you're thinking about, it's in the world.
No.
You can't take it out of here. He said, the world passed away. I'm going to restate that a little bit because.
Come on. Come on now.
Well,
come on.
Don't take the world to the grave with you. I'll put it that way.
All right now.
Glory to God. Because all that's going to be cast away.
Anyway.
It's going to be cast. It's going to be passed.
Uh-huh.
It says, and the world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth what? The will of God abideth forever. He that do the will of God.
Uh-huh.
He that live according to the way God wants them to live after they find out. The scripture says in 1 John 4:10, the same chapter, it says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his son as a atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Amen.
Jesus became a ransom for you and I.
Yes, he did.
Glory
yes,
to God. Did. He didn't look at it and say we weren't worth buying. He didn't look at it and say we weren't worth dying for. He looked at us and said, I can redeem that.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Why? Because God is the Father, the Potter.
Yes.
And we are with that clay that he dipped down and took up out of that earth and formed us. Glory to God. He is the author and the finisher of that. Glory to God. So anything God made, God can fix it. Glory
yes,
to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, I ain't going to make man over anew. I ain't going to change that body that he transgressed into, but I'm going to send a new body.
Yeah.
A new way. Glory to God. A new mind.
Yeah.
The mind that he had in the first place.
I'm
going to restore that. To those that are in my Christ Jesus, when I see him, I'm going to give that back to him.
Yes.
This is a free gift, glory to God.
He
didn't pay anything for it. I'm not going to remake him over. I'm going to reclaim him back unto myself, glory to God. And now I got a family, hallelujah. Now I got a holy nation. Now I got a royal priesthood. Now I got one who's walking to and fro. Arm in arm and not breaking ranks, glory to God. Let the enemy talk, glory to God. Let the dogs bark, they can't bite you, Lord. Because I'm with you, whithersoever you go. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something. You think you done went through some trials? I talk a little bit about my wife, you know, she had a stroke, stuff like that. See, I'm not used to that. I don't saw people have strokes. I don't work in a hospital. When I got in the service, there was no job, but I happened to be in the service. I was a medic, so I could get a job with the VA. I got a job with the VA, so I know something about taking care of folks and all that stuff. But that was years in between that time. And so readjusting, don't think readjusting is easy. Let me tell you something, it's hard. Hallelujah. For some of us, it takes some time. But I'm here to tell you that great is he.
Yes.
That is within you.
Yes.
That he that's in the world.
Yeah.
It don't matter about the situation. God will help you to readjust.
Yes, he will.
Glory to God. You might kick and scream and fight, but he's right there, glory to God. Holding you together, holding your mind together. That peace is still there in the midst of it. Sometimes you don't see it because you're thinking the wrong way. Sometimes you don't see it because you're so filled up and so tangled up in your stuff and in your mouth and in your ways, glory to God. Sometimes you're so tangled up you can't hear him, glory to God. But God said, my arm is not too short that I cannot save. Neither is my ear inclined that I cannot hear you. You don't have to call him by opening your mouth. But if you thank him, glory to God, in your thoughts, glory to God, that renewing of that mind, he'll renew it and he'll set you free. Come on and give me some praise. Everybody stand.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll pray. Ask God blessing upon our lives. This is prayer is one of the greatest fellowship that you can have with God.
Amen. Amen.
Otherwise, you can't reach it.
That's right.
If you don't pray, it don't do you no good to read this word if you don't pray.
Come on, Pastor.
Because God gave us this word.
Come on, Pastor.
And see, this is our fruit. This is our strength. So we got to go in here and talk about what's in here to the Father.
Yes.
He already knows what we have need of, but when we talk his word back unto him.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's the fellowship.
Come on now.
So God, I pray right now, Father, that we're among you, God. We are in your presence.
Yes.
And you said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord God, I thank you for blessing this place, this house. Filling it up with your power, God. The blood of Jesus that covered every sin, God. Every way, God. Every circumstance, every situation. Be up on thy people today, Lord God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, sickness, diseases, oh Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Viruses, oh Lord God. Father, for you able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think of.
Thank you.
God, we're going to thank you for what you've already done, yes. What you are doing, and what you shall do.
Yes.
But this is the day that God has made. And God, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give me a praise.
Yes.
Glory to God. Come on, get you some praise. He's
worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, he's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on, get you some praise. He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
He's holy and righteous.
Yes.
I lift him up.
Thank
this
you.
Is our daily prayer.
Yes.
Jesus gave us the outline in that prayer. He said, give us the stand our daily bread. You got to live this life daily. You can't live it month to month. You got to live it day to day, glory to God. The day make up the months. I come here because the day make up the years. You got to do the day first before you can do the rest. Come on, lift him up and give him some praise. Hallelujah.
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 Mahatarabasi Satanabasi Shamalakio Mamahanda Yalabasi Kiondola Mahatola Makikiondola Hata Shadadabasi Rabosi Mahandarabu Kyoto Shadadabasi Mohoku Kukusi Sata.
But this is the life I have given you. And this is a holy life. It's a free gift unto my people, those that receive me. And when you receive me, I receive you as my own. Yea, in the beginning was this love of mine toward you. It still holds fast. But yea, lift me up and praise me, for I shall walk with thee. I shall talk with thee. I shall abide in thee. I shall be all around thee.
Yes.
I've been in the midst of everything that you go through.
Yes.
I am your strength,
yes,
and your joy.
Yes.
I'm your peace. I'm your Father. I'm the one who loved you. I'm the one who sent you my love,
yes,
through Jesus. Yea, when you accepted him, you accepted the gift that I sent to you. But there's none greater than that gift that I sent. For that gift is Jehovah's salvation. I sent to you.
Yes.
Yea, when you receive it, so shall you live in this world.
Thank
come
you.
On and give me some praise.
Thank you.